Gung-ho greetings. Welcome to the U.S. Phone Force, the talk show that leads the way. My name is Tom Kovach. Perhaps you've read my columns at Renew America or WorldNet Daily. My signature column series is called Short Bursts. If you served in the military, as I did, then perhaps you've worn a little gizmo called the Kovach Clip, which I invented. Or maybe you're one of the 49,000 people that voted for me in the last election for Congress in the Nashville area. Regardless of how you found the program, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. Prepare for takeoff.
Today is Sunday, 10 February 2008. Welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host, and there are several ways to contact the U.S. Phone Force. The call-in number is toll-free, area code 800-313-9443. Tell all of your friends to tune in to the U.S. Phone Force and to support our sponsors. As we gain more listening members of the U.S. Phone Force, the program will continue to add improvements. You can also visit my website at www.tomkovach.us. Remember, Kovach is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, just like it sounds. You can email the show at radio@tomkovach.us. Again, that email address is radio@tomkovach.us. And I'd like to take a moment here at the start to thank our sponsors. Our sponsor this hour is The Bible Says. Are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call area code 888-211-1715 and request packet F, as in Foxtrot. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and more. Area code 888-211-1715. That's The Bible Says. Today is a free fire zone on the U.S. Phone Force. We can talk about anything that you like. Suggested topics are presidential politics, and in particular, the aftermath of Super Tuesday. What do you think? Who do you plan to vote for for the presidency of the United States? Did you vote in this past Tuesday's primary elections? And if so, for whom did you vote and why? And are you satisfied with the results that you've seen so far? In particular, the apparent nominee for the Republican primary will be John McCain, Senator John McCain, and the apparent winner of Super Tuesday, Barack Obama. So what do you think about that, and what do you plan to do in the future? Do you think there will be a brokered convention for either of the big two political parties? Are you a member of the big two political parties, or do you belong to one of the smaller parties? If so, which one and why? For those of you that have been listening, you probably already know that I am the state PR coordinator for the Constitution Party of Tennessee. So that'll give you an idea of which way I lean. And if you are a Constitution Party member, do you plan to attend the convention in April? And who do you think will be the nominee? We'll be back after the break to discuss these topics and more. You're listening to the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We are back with more of the U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach. I'm your host. You can visit my website at www.tomkovach.us. Not .com, it's .us. Kovach is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, just like it sounds. Rhymes with watch. Now, before the break, I mentioned that we can discuss presidential politics and the results of Super Tuesday. What do you think about the possibility of John McCain becoming the next president of the United States? I have heard a lot of criticism over the years about John McCain. Some of it is supportable. Some of it is not. Some of the criticism is pretty substantial. Some of the criticism is somewhat petty. For example, he raised his voice at me in the cloakroom at the U.S. Senate. Well, I mean, come on now. And I've heard some people say that because he raised his voice on occasion, therefore he is, quote, a hothead, or supposedly... some people even suggest mentally imbalanced because he raised his voice a few times. Now, if he really is a hothead and has a temper, then perhaps he's questionable, but everybody has a temper now and then. Everybody gets passionate now and then. I'm trying to look at both sides here. That is far from the most severe criticism. However, can it be that sometimes criticism is blown out of proportion? I've been researching about John McCain, and I have a problem in that some of the research that I have been doing is based on rumors that I've heard for years, in fact, decades. And when I go to research and get the hard facts, I've run into a few dead ends. I've run into a few conflicts of information. What have you researched? Have any of you out there listening researched the background of Senator John McCain? And if so, what have you found? We can discuss that here on the U.S. Phone Force. And the network call-in number is toll-free, 800-313-9443. It's a free call for you anywhere where you're listening, and you can listen not only via the radio on our 16 broadcast stations on the Republic Broadcasting Network, but also via the internet and satellite. In case you've been listening to previous shows, you'll notice a significant change in my voice today. I am battling with some sort of allergy or some, not sure what it is, but there's plenty of stuff going around. And that leads to another discussion. There is a disease that has been talked about with increasing frequency today in the past several months. It's called MRSA, medically resistant staph. I'm not sure what the A stands for, I forget, but MRSA is an especially difficult staph infection because once you get it, it progresses fairly rapidly, and it can kill you. Now, in recent weeks, I've read from several different sources that MRSA seems to stem from one particular segment of the population, that segment being homosexual men. What do you think? Have you read this? Have you read other sources about the source of MRSA? The difference between MRSA and AIDS is that MRSA can be spread through the air. MRSA can be spread through casual skin contact. Some sources even say that MRSA can be spread by touching an object that an infected person has recently touched. So, what do you think? Are these sources that I've read correct, or are they incorrect? I know some of our listeners have a medical background, so if you have some insight into that topic, by all means, call into the show. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. One of the surprising things to come out of the aftermath of Super Tuesday was that former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, dropped out of the presidential campaign. He originally announced that he was, quote, suspending, unquote, his campaign. He later changed that to say that he was completely dropping out. Now, when someone says they're going to suspend their campaign, that basically means, well, I'm going to stop spending my money until my opponents trip up themselves and give me an opportunity to do better in future elections. But then he shifted, and he says that he's dropped out. A day later, he spoke at the Conservative Political Action Committee, and some people say that that was the most conservative speech he had ever made a day after he drops out of the campaign. What's going on with that? Did you hear the speech? And if you heard the speech, do you believe it? Do you believe that Mitt Romney is really as conservative as his speech at CPAC would lead one to believe? Or was that packaging? And where does that leave Mike Huckabee? our headquarters at Republic Broadcasting Network is headquartered in Texas, and the Constitution Party has a very strong presence in Texas. Mike Huckabee also has a rather strong showing in Texas, and a lot of supporters, one in particular being Chuck Norris, who has held a barbecue to support Huckabee, and we'll see how that all works out with Mike Huckabee. WorldNet Daily has a piece about him today, Dateline Washington, D.C. It's not over till it's over. That's not just what Yogi Berra believes. It's what Mike Huckabee's campaign chairman is saying about the Republican contest for the presidential nomination. In a memo to his campaign staff late Friday, after the dramatic departure of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney from the race and John McCain's effort to unify the Republican base at the Conservative Political Action Conference here the same day, Ed Rollins said it's too early for a coronation. Quote, big mistake on their part, wrote Rollins. They are wrong. We know that we are running an underdog campaign, but that's nothing new. We have always been the underdog, and yet a whole lot of one-time overdogs are now on the sidelines licking their wounds. The Republican National Convention is 7 long months away. A lot can happen in that time. A lot will happen. Specifically, what Rollins expects is a Huckabee win in the big southern state of Texas and close contests with McCain in Pennsylvania and Ohio. Quote, so don't let anyone tell you that it's over, warns Rollins. In fact, as of today, no fewer than 27 states, districts, and territories have not yet had a chance to vote. That includes such big states as Texas, Chuck Norris's home state, Nuff said, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. All the Republicans and Republican-minded independents in those states want to be part of that process, too, and they deserve to have a choice put before them. Folks don't want the Republican establishment to pick the nominee for them through a premature rush to judgment, and they sure as heck don't want the media to pick the nominee, unquote. What makes Rollins so giddy? Quote, we believe that in many of the hottest contests so far, the vote has been divided into thirds. Typically, about one-third for Governor Huckabee, one-third for Senator McCain, and one-third for all the other candidates. And as you know, typically, Governor Huckabee has done best among hardcore Republicans, the activist base, unquote. He believes many Romney voters will go to Huckabee rather than McCain. Quote, we are confident that we will get most of the activists, the folks who work the hardest, because they care the most about the issues, Rollins says. Continue quoting. In addition, we note that many of the jurisdictions have already voted to have merely the first round of their delegate selection process. To be frank, there's still plenty of time for politicking as Republicans really focus on the question of who should lead their party into the November election. Who's the most stalwart champion of Republican and conservative values? Who's the most articulate and effective campaigner? We know the answers to those questions. That's why we have been working our hearts out for Mike Huckabee. But soon, everyone will be paying attention and will know that too. As the campaign season grinds on, and let's remember, this is just February, there will be plenty of time for reflection and reconsideration, especially among those hundreds of delegates pledged to candidates who have now dropped out, unquote. We will continue after the break with discussion about presidential politics and also with anything else that might be on your minds today. Remember that today is a free fire zone on the U.S. phone force. Any topic is up for discussion. By the way, the break music is played by Dmitry Smirnov, leader of the band Barinya, playing the traditional Russian balalaika. We'll be back after this break with more of the U.S. Phone Force.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The U.S. Phone Force here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Kovach, and you can call in at 1-800-313-9443. Just briefly, going to finish this column from WorldNet Daily regarding Mike Huckabee's stance on Super Tuesday's results, and then we have a caller on hold. And we'll get to him shortly. But let's just finish this look at what Mike Huckabee's campaign manager, Ed Rollins, had to say about Super Tuesday. Continuing on with where we left off, he was talking about the fact that there are hundreds of delegates that are pledged to candidates that have now dropped out. And Huckabee and his staff believe that they will win those candidates over in the event that it goes to a floor fight at the Republican convention. Continuing on from today's story in WorldNet Daily, Huckabee sure didn't seem like a candidate looking for a vice presidential selection at CPAC. He electrified the crowd with a rousing speech designed to galvanize support among conservative voters. Quote, "I know the pundits, and I know what they say, that the math doesn't work out. Folks, I didn't major in math. I majored in miracles, and I believe in those. Am I quitting? Let's get that settled right now. No, I'm not." Unquote. Huckabee continued with a story from a supporter from Kentucky who had recently lost her house in the tornadoes that ravaged the South. Despite remarkable damage to her home, there was one thing that was pretty remarkable, he said. She had a Mike Huckabee yard sign. When the tornado had gone through, it was standing pristine without a hint of damage or even meaning, was that a yard sign? Across America, everywhere, there is still a vote to be cast. I am still standing. Huckabee handily defeated McCain in today's Kansas Republican caucus, taking 60% of the vote to the Arizona senator's 24%. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Huckabee believes he is still in the race, and we will see how this all works out and where those Romney delegates and those Fred Thompson delegates and those Rudy Giuliani delegates fall when the convention comes later in the summer. Right now on hold from Florida, we have Lloyd on the line. Lloyd, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force.
Oh, thank you, Tom. You were saying why I wouldn't vote for McCain. There's several reasons.
Lay them on me. Like to hear it.
Okay. I listened to a guy in Arizona. They're going through with that super highway that McCain backs. I'm not for that. He's got a $500,000 house, and they give him so much money, you know, per mile or something to buy the right of way. Anyhow, all the money went to about three rich farmers out there, and that left for this guy $4,700 to be paid off over 20 years for a $500,000 house. They tried to go to get attorneys, and no attorney would take their case because McCain told them not to.
Lloyd, let me ask you something now. See, one of the problems that I have in discussing John McCain is that I have to ask myself, because have you read my columns, by the way?
No, I really haven't.
Okay. I have written for, among others, WorldNet Daily, Renew America, Men's News Daily, Military.com, and several others. And the question that I have to ask myself when I put something in writing for others to read, pardon me, I have to ask myself the question, if I were sitting at the defense table in a courtroom and called to the witness stand in a big lawsuit, could I defend what I'm about to write? That's what I ask myself when I write something. And
well,
I try to do the same. Hear me out now, and I see you see where I'm going with this. The problem in dealing with Senator McCain is that a lot of the information that I have heard, and I'm talking about basically since he came back from Vietnam, I began to hear rumors, and a lot of that information is not supportable by documented fact. Now, you say, well, the company paid him off in order to get the right-of-way for the superhighway. By the way, a little side note, have you read Dr. Jerome Corsi's book, The Late Great USA?
No. Uh-huh.
Came out last summer.
I've heard about it, but I've never read it.
Okay. Well, I have a copy sitting on top of my pile of books right now. And I was doing some research last year, and it turned out that Dr. Corsi beat me to it. And so just to let you know that specifically, the highway you talk about in Arizona is currently known as Corridor 18. And it is in several segments, and it basically takes Interstate 69, which starts in Dearborn, Michigan, and it continues it on through its intended original route and beyond that, all the way down through Arizona and down to Mexico, where there happens to be, interestingly enough, at one end of the highway, a Ford factory, and at the other end of the highway, a Ford factory. Surprise! Now,
well, 69 ain't going to...
I'm sorry, if you would like to stay on till after the break, we can continue this discussion, but that music means we have to take a network break. So we'll be back after this, and Lloyd, if you'll stay on, we'll talk to you some more after the break. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
U.S. Phone Force here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Tom Kovach. I'm your host. The call-in number is area code 800-313-9443. You can also email the show at radio@tomkovach.us. Not .com, it's .us. Now, we have with us on hold through the break Lloyd from Florida, and we will get back to him in just a minute, but I need to tell you that if you are listening on one of our broadcast affiliates and you have friends that have not heard the Republic Broadcasting Network and this show, you need to let them know that they can listen online anytime at www.republicbroadcasting.org. There you will also find a link to the Republic Trading Group, and it is to your advantage, if you are an investor, to check out the Republic Trading Group. And now, Lloyd, if you're still there, let's get back to our discussion. Lloyd, are you still on?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks for holding on through the break. Now, while we were on the break, I picked up Dr. Corsi's book from my pile, and a couple of quick points. before the break, I had a little mental block, and I could not think of the city in Mexico. It's Hermosillo. Hermosillo, Mexico, is a city in south-central Mexico where there is a Ford assembly factory. Many of the Ford cars that you buy today will have their final assembly done not in Fort Worth, where it used to be, with a little sticker on the side of the windshield that said, made in Texas by Texans. Not there, not in Dearborn, not even in Ontario, Canada, but in Hermosillo, Mexico. Now, at one end of Corridor 18, which is an extension of Interstate 69, for those of you just tuning into the program, which is part of the NAFTA superhighway system, at the northern end is Dearborn, Michigan, Ford headquarters. At the other end of Corridor 18 is Hermosillo, Mexico. Surprise! So with that in mind, Lloyd, you were about to say something. We were discussing what we can support and what we can't when we discuss Senator McCain and his presidential campaign and his possible connections to the NAFTA superhighway. So,
well, the one that he was put, that he was stealing this land from these land homeowners from, that's a different superhighway. This one's coming up and it's going across just south of Las Vegas. They've already started building the bridge across the Columbia River, and it's going up to the west of Phoenix and Tucson and going up that way. There's going to be 10 superhighways.
Right, ladies and gentlemen.
And 69 eventually winds up, I think it's in up in Canada someplace. It goes through Minneapolis and Duluth and Chicago and up that way. Now, there may be a spur that goes off, but that's immaterial.
Right.
The thing of it is, it's like McCain, first of all, to defend something in court, if you had to defend everything that you said in court, I'm sure nobody would say hardly nothing.
Well, no,
information is disseminated by listening to people, and then you believe this or you believe that, or they come up with something that sounds right. And I'm a Christian. I can't defend in court that Christ was here, but I believe it. So
to
defend everything in court, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's a very interesting way to put it, Lloyd. However, there was a book written, in fact, two books on that very topic. The original book was written by a fellow named Josh McDowell, who is now a famous Christian evangelist. But when he started out, he was a recent law school graduate. And during his college years, he was rebellious and hedonistic, and he was anti-Christian. And he got tired of hearing all those pesky Christians talking on the college campus about Jesus, and he said, well, that stuff is a bunch of myth, and so he decided that he was going to use the rules of evidence that he learned in law school in order to show those pesky Christians how foolish they were. Behold, when he did his research, he found that there was more historical evidence of Jesus, who he was, and the truth of his claims than anything else in the ancient world. And so he wrote a book called Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Now, there was another book written in the mid-1990s by a man named Lee Strobel, and it's along a similar vein. It's a legal examination of the case for Jesus Christ, and that's what it's called. It's called The Case for Christ. Now, at some point, we reach what's called the leap of faith. But the point I'm making is that I believe one could argue in court and use the rules of evidence and courtroom procedure to support their belief in Jesus Christ. And if you know your Bible well enough, I believe that it is possible to do that.
It's still going to be based on hearsay. It's well, still going to be based on what somebody said to somebody else and recorded it. It is not on evidence. That's why you got to have the leap of faith. What does leap of faith mean? It means you're taking somebody else's word for something.
Well,
that's immaterial.
Right.
McCain is the only man, no, I'm going by hearsay, the only man that has ever had his military record sealed forever. Not for life, but forever.
Well, you know,
what did he do as a supposed war hero in a prison camp that he's got to have his have this all sealed? All I got to say is it's got to be something really bad.
Well, the thing is, Lloyd, you make a very good point, Lloyd, but see, this is the topic of the research that I've been doing for the past couple of weeks, and I have, I was career Air Force, okay? I have heard those rumors for decades. I have known former POWs. One of my commanders...
Well, why isn't this record public knowledge, then?
Well, it's a great question, Lloyd, and a lot of people who have been at that game a lot longer than I have, people from the National Alliance of Families, people from other POW activist groups, have been researching that topic for years, some of them decades, and they don't have the answer. And so...
Well, I've listened to a half a dozen people that were in the prisoner of war camp with them. Now, they can't say what happened. All they can say is that McCain would be there for a week or two, and then he'd be gone, and when he come back, he'd be all nice suntanned and fat and plump.
Yes, I've heard those rumors also.
Right, right. Well,
when
10 different people that was in the prisoner of war camp with him says this, I got to start taking it pretty seriously.
Well, the problem is, And you're right, but I have been digging, and maybe I haven't been digging in the right places, but so far I have not found hard, irrefutable evidence that John McCain collaborated with the enemy or anything like that. Now, the problem is that the documents that do exist, first of all, some of them are pretty long. There's a lot of background information, and unfortunately people tend to insert their opinion in along with some of this material, and that makes it harder because then you have to sift that out. What is real evidence and what is someone's opinion about the evidence?
Well, I'm sure they've covered up all the evidence.
Well,
I mean, what evidence are you going to have that somebody collaborated with the enemy? How can you ever prove it?
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of an incident at a location called Nogunri?
Never heard of it.
Nogunri was a very small village in Korea. During the Korean War, there was rumor that villagers had collaborated with the North Koreans and the Chinese. And so the army rounded up the people from this village and led them to a bridge. They had them hide underneath the bridge. The army then backed away from the bridge, called in the Air Force, which bombed the bridge, and all of the villagers were killed. Now, it turns out that the evidence was somewhat faulty, but there was a very small number, I don't know if it was one company or whatever, that was involved in this roundup. And for 50 years, people remained silent. But then one person told, and then when the news began to break, another person admitted it, and another. Conscience, you know, will dictate, perhaps, someone knows something and perhaps they'll come forward. But so far, I have not found it, and the POWs that I've known were very honorable men, men that would take a stand. But they also understand the human factor that the brutality of the Vietnamese prison camps was such that they understand that people could sometimes do things under those sorts of coercive pressures that they would not do under normal circumstances. And maybe so they temper what they have to say with a note of compassion. My point remains. I hear what you're saying. I've had some personal beliefs about that as well, but I can't find the hard evidence. Has it been suppressed? You could be right, Lloyd. I mean, you could be 100% right.
Well, the thing of it is, you're making my point. These people that were in the prison of war camp with McCain kept their mouth shut for a long time, and eventually the truth comes out. And they're coming forward. Once one comes forward, then another one. But nobody wants to be the first.
Well, I'll tell you what. You said that you've talked to 10 of them. And
I've listened to them.
Oh, okay. What, in public speeches or what?
Right on Republic Broadcasting.
Okay.
On coast to coast, on different formats.
Okay. Well, I'll have to, I can't listen to other people's talk shows 24 hours a day. I do listen to a lot, but I will try to find some of those sources, and I'm on the trail, but you have to know something else, and that is that, unfortunately, in the POW activist world, there are people that are fakers, just as there are fake Navy SEALs and there are fake people that said, well, I bombed an abortion mill when they didn't, or some people did bomb an abortion mill and they claim to be pro-life Christian activists, but they're really on the payroll of the abortion clinic that pays to have itself bombed.
Oh, well, it gets so convoluted. You got to get at least three or four people saying the same thing before you can even start considering thinking that it's real.
My point exactly, and so that does make it very difficult to get hard factual evidence.
Well, I don't think you're ever going to get it.
Don't be so negative, Lloyd. Don't be so negative. It took 50 years for No Gun Reed to be exposed. There are people, sometimes the amateur researchers do a better job than the professional researchers, and there are some great examples of that. Flight 800 is at the top of the list. Do you know anything about the Flight 800 disaster?
The one that the Navy shot down.
Well, that is one theory.
Somebody
shot it down. The fact that it was shot down has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Nobody's been able to prove who shot it down.
You remember who was it? Was a politician that got up there and said that he had pictures of it and all that stuff?
No, what he said, that was Pierre Salinger. Pierre Salinger said that he had a message.
He had a lot of witnesses.
He said he had a message from French intelligence that it was shot down. And there were some other factors. Now, the problem is that part of what Pierre Salinger said was true. And when you say politician, who Pierre Salinger was a speechwriter. He had retired, but he was a former speechwriter for President John Kennedy. Uh-huh. And he was a former journalist.
And okay. Now, as far as that being taken down, the only thing I've ever heard that really sets the stage is that the people that take care of the seismographs and stuff,
right?
That there's a seismograph, and I believe it's on the Throgs Neck Bridge. And this
I know what you're talking about. It was a
It was too big of a blast to be kerosene. It could not have been kerosene. In other words, the spark to come down and ignite at the tank, and the plane blew up. And
the one I heard, and when I tell you this, I mean, it's possible that you're right, but I have to tell you that I was a member of the Flight 800 Independent Researchers Organization for almost 10 years, okay? And FIRO, as we're known, has less than 50 people in it nationwide, and we're the people that did the work to uncover this. Now, what I think you've done is I think you've confused two incidents here. And let me divide this up for you. What I remember as far as a surveillance equipment was a surveillance camera on on the Triborough Bridge, which was watching the, as I recall, the East River Channel where the shipping goes through.
Yeah.
And in the background of the bridge, up in the sky, they saw the fireball, and they said, this is too big, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I met a lady at one of our press conferences back in, I believe it was 1998 on Long Island, and we held our first press conference there at the Marriott to be able to show the world the radar data that shows an object approaching on radar, approaching Flight 800 at Mach 2, and then a piece of debris flying out the other side, and at first it's Mach 2, and then it suddenly loses speed and falls into the ocean. Now, you would think that that would be earth-shattering news, right? Do you know how many reporters showed up? One.
I'm right.
Do you know how much news coverage there was? Zero.
None.
Now, I think you're talking about that surveillance camera on the Triborough Bridge. Where the seismograph was in western Pennsylvania, and that has to do with the shoot-down of Flight 93. All right, now we're coming up on a break, and so Lloyd, thanks for calling, and call again sometime. You're listening to the U.S. Phone Force.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Back with more of the U.S. Phone Force here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Tom Kovach. I'm your host. The call-in number is toll-free, 800-313-9443. Tell all of your friends to tune in to the U.S. Phone Force and to support our sponsors. As we gain more listening members of the U.S. Phone Force, the program will continue to add improvements. Now, you can contact the show at radio@tomkovach.us. Kovach is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, just like it sounds. Now, before the break, we were originally discussing presidential politics with Lloyd from Florida. Then the discussion took a couple of turns. There are some topics I'd like to cover in this hour, and this hour of the U.S. Phone Force is a free fire zone. You can call in and discuss any topic that you like, but because Super Tuesday just ended this past Tuesday and almost half of the states had their primary or caucus for presidential nominee selection, certainly presidential politics is at the top of the pile. Now, this came in via the Associated Press. It was released less than 24 hours ago from Houston. Presidential hopeful Ron Paul said he will not run as a third-party candidate in a new message to supporters that seems to recognize his slim chances at getting the Republican nomination. The Texas congressman wrote on his website Friday that he is making cuts to his national campaign staff and that he must also stay focused on not losing the primary for his House seat. Paul began Saturday with just 14 delegates for the Republican nomination that John McCain, with 719 delegates, has all but officially secured. Mitt Romney dropped out of the race Thursday, and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has 198 delegates. A total of 1,191 delegates are needed to secure the GOP nomination. Quote, with Romney gone, the chances of a brokered convention are nearly zero, Paul wrote. But that does not affect my determination to fight on in every caucus and primary remaining and at the convention for our ideas with just as many delegates as I can get, unquote. Paul wrote that while he does not denigrate third parties, he is committed to staying a Republican. His campaign supports low taxes and reduced government spending. Paul's latest entry on his website also included a request that supporters not neglect his other priority, which is making sure that the 10-term congressman remains in office. Quote, if I were to lose the primary for my congressional seat, all our opponents would react with glee and pretend it was a rejection of our ideas. I cannot and will not let that happen, unquote. Texas holds both presidential and congressional primaries on March 4th. Paul is opposed in the Republican congressional primary by Chris Payden, a Friendswood, Texas city councilman. We'll be back to discuss presidential politics, anything else on your mind, after this network break. You are listening to the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to